Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the patron-only podcast where I, Josh Earle, sit down with a good friend and we discuss the top 5 of a topic of our choice. And today, my good friend is Grace Jarvis. Hurrah!
Hey, hello!
How are you?
Here I am. I'm good. It's, you know,
it's lockdown. day three of lockdown.
As good as you can be.
Now, because this will go out either tonight or tomorrow. Because your lockdown experience was you pretty much moved to Melbourne and we got locked down the first time.
Yeah. It's weird because it's like the same time of year as well. So it's like, And also I feel like I never left lockdown because I don't know. Everyone else got very like easily back into the swing of like going places and I've still been like, oh, I don't know.
I went out today. I mean, it was lucky today was such a nice day. The last 2 days have been quite nice. It's been cold, but it's been like nice. Hasn't been where I was out today. There were so many people in the park today that I'm like, look, I don't go out in the parks that often on the weekends. We're usually busy doing like stuff with the kids, like parkour and all this kind of stuff they do. Like my kids do parkour classes, which is so funny just to go and jump off these things. Cool. That's a lesson.
In a class setting.
It's like gymnastics for what I like to say, gymnastics for boys. Like just try and get boys into gymnastics. Anyway, but I saw two grown men today in the park throwing a frisbee together, like two guys well into their 50s. And it was just like, you don't see, like, I was like, oh, this is nice.
It's
like,
so wholesome.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. COVID safe.
No. Well, they were 1.5 meter distance, but yeah. They were,
yeah, but
they
you're
were,
touching
they
the
frisbee. They weren't sanitizing.
You're touching the same frisbee.
Okay. Now, because I don't know whereabouts you are based, but when lockdown happened in Melbourne, the big thing was open up the Northcote Golf Course for everyone. And when they were like, when it comes out of lockdown, we want that to be just a parkland for everyone.
Hell yeah.
Which is great. But I also was like, oh, that's really mean for the people who actually are golfers. I don't play golf. I don't give a shit. But I'm like, that would suck if like after lockdown, the golf courses are finally open. But oh, I'm sorry, your club's been taken off you because some people want to have a picnic on the weekend.
No. Picnic, yeah. You're allowed to picnic, but golf is going on around you. So
I think that would be fine too, yeah.
Picnic with the risk of head injury. That's
just
that's,
stay off the green. Stay off
at
the greens.
At your own risk.
Yeah. Hey, but we're not talking about that today. We're talking about our favourite Pixar films. Now, I'm a lot older than you.
Yes.
So when Pixar films were first coming out, I was already a bit too old for them.
Yeah.
I've only really started watching them in the last, I'm going to say 5 years.
Because of children?
And my kids don't even like films that much. And also the Pixar films that are coming out now, I think they're being made for adults.
Yeah. Do you know Lena Moon?
She's yes.
She made me watch Coco in between the first two lockdowns and just like sobbed. And I was like, is this for you? Why are we doing this? Yeah. This is awful. We can watch something else.
That's all about like, is that the Day of the Dead? Is that all about? Yeah. I haven't seen it. It looks like my kids are like, no, that's too sad. I don't want to watch that.
I was like, this is too sad. We could watch anything else.
Yeah. So now going through the, we're saying Pixar films. I'm including short films in this as well. Because I think short films are films.
Well, yeah, but I didn't even know. Oh, there's the one about the volcano.
There's lots of they do lots of little Pixar shorts.
Okay,
but it's because my thing was like because I was saying to my wife, she goes, "Are short films though?" I'm like, "Yes, like,
yeah,
short dicks are still dicks." Okay, like we're just gonna they're included.
Short dicks are still dicks. Yeah. You are a short man. You could have said short men are still men as your analogy
But not as funny, Grace. Not as funny. All right, so I'm going to start this off. I'm going to start it off with my number 5, Now, this is another one which I think was made for adults.
Yep.
But it's kind of made for adults in terms of they would have watched this as children, and it's Toy Story 3.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen Toy Story 3?
I think so. That's the one where they get – it gets harrowing.
Yes. Now, spoiler alert, for anyone who hasn't seen this film, it's been out for over 10 years now, I think.
Sure, yeah.
So I'm going to say, yeah, I won't spoil the last, like the latest one they've got out, but this one. Now, what it is that Andy, the boy who has the toys, mm-hmm. he's now an adult. He doesn't play with the toys. They're trying to find like a new place to go because they don't want to go to the daycare center. It's pretty much what the story is. Okay, they're going to get like donated to the daycare center. They've heard horror stories of that.
Sure.
So they go on a big adventure. Anyway, there's one point where they're almost going to be in an incinerator.
Oh my gosh.
And these toys are looking at each other and go, and it's that fight or flight where they're like, we can't fight this. All right. They look at each other in the eye and go, it's been nice. It's been nice knowing you. And it's one of the most intense scenes I've ever seen in film. Now,
like a prisoner of war camp.
And it's just that thing, well, when it's like in the Titanic when they're playing the music. It's like they just kind of, well, this is what we do. We're just going to lie down and take this or whatever. Which I always find the Titanic scene is like, say, if you're on the Titanic race and it's going down, do you reckon you'd jump up and do like just a tight 3 minutes as you're sinking? No.
The thing about stand-up comedy is that it's so rarely wanted as an art form.
Well,
it's
rarely
necessary.
A ship is like falling down into the ice water and some fucking idiots have grabbed their violins and are playing. You'd be just shut up, guys. Just help some people.
Try and get some people some life for it.
Yeah. Anyways, but Toy Story 3. So I watched this. It was just on TV one night. And my kids have not seen Toy Story. They don't really care about it because for them the animation looks old. Like I tried to show it. It's like, oh, it's old animation. It looks bad.
That is brutal to hear.
Yeah. But Toy Story 3, because they haven't seen the first two, they haven't watched it. But I remember watching it one night. I don't know why I was watching it, but it was on. I thought, oh, I haven't seen this. I've heard it's meant to be good. And by the end of it, I'm like going, there's a reason this is being played at 8:30 at night. This is intense.
This is MA 15 plus.
Yeah. It's so – and I know there's Toy Story 4 and apparently that is amazing as well. I haven't seen that. So, yeah, not on my list. But Toy Story 3 is my number 5 in the top Pixar films.
Would it be in your top, like, films about a, like, group death scene?
Yes. Okay. So the saddest experience I've had watching cinema. Okay. Dancer in the Dark, the Bjork film. Have you seen that?
I have not.
Oh. I watched that at the cinema with my flatmate and my ex-girlfriend, and I was sitting in the middle of them both, and when the credits were up, and I was like 19, 20 when this came out. So, you know, the emotional maturity was probably not really there. But I remember those two just being in hysterics crying. And as soon as it finished, I went, all right, let's go. And they're like, nah. And they both like held my arm. I went, no, we can't leave yet. We can't leave yet.
We have to recover.
And they waited till the entire credits were over. And then the cinema must have known because they didn't turn the lights on straight away. At the end as well, they're like, no, we have to give people time in this film.
Oh, it's my God. Like, what happens?
So it's about a woman who is blind. Or she's not blind, but she's vision impaired.
Sure.
I think she's legally blind, but she can't see a bit.
Mm.
A whole bunch of men take advantage of her.
Oh, my God.
Frame her for stealing.
Oh, my God.
Money. She gets charged. She's guilty. And then at the end, she gets hanged.
And that is, why did you watch this? Why did they make this?
It's. I think it's, who is the film? Is it Lars von Trier? I think, anyway, it's.
Jesus.
It's a great film. Great soundtrack. Bjork does the soundtrack. also, the filmmaker hates it, hates the performance, hated working with Bjork. She hated working with him. And I think she said there was a bit of, like, not assault, but it was some bad workplace things going on during the making of it.
It was the 80s?
No, 90s, early 2000s.
Okay, but all Yeah, I can assume there was some bad workplace going on. Yeah.
Yeah, and all that thing of like when people go method.
Oh, God.
Or other actors want to go method, and it's like, oh.
That's not an excuse to be a monster.
No. Which I reckon people have used it in the past.
Oh, yeah. Oh, constantly, yeah. I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to do this bit about on stage the other night before lockdown about the X-Files, and I was like, I realize that I am late to the party as far as joking about the X-Files goes, but I was not alive in the 90s, so I haven't had my chance. And I said to my friend Erin, I was like, I wish I was doing stand-up in the 90s so this would be relevant. She's like, they wouldn't book you. Women weren't funny in the 90s. And I was like, oh, yeah. I forgot.
Rita Radner, who else is there?
I'm not saying they weren't funny in the 90s. I'm saying the purveying, the idea was there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.